Getting people back to work, as Jay mentioned, remains the biggest issue we face. Everything we do begins and ends with helping people find jobs and helping Pennsylvania businesses succeed. So it's about jobs and it's about businesses succeeding. We stand for that. The overwhelming message time and time again is that we need a comprehensive approach that invests state dollars wisely into proven and promising initiatives that will create jobs, retrain workers, and attract business investment and expansion. Job creation must be a top priority, and Pennsylvania needs a comprehensive plan to energize local economics and create development so Pennsylvania can go to work. Senate Democrats also believe a foundation of sound economic policy is created through the adoption of an adequate wage for workers at all economic levels. Increasing the state minimum wage to at least $9 per hour this year would be great, wouldn't it? 10-10 in 2015 would even be better. Then indexing the wage to inflation plus adjusting the tip wage is fair to the worker and will result in dividends to the state's economy. That's what we're pushing for. If Pennsylvania indexed the wage to a cost of living increase as 10 other states have done, it would make future increases more predictable and prevent families from falling into poverty. It's time for this administration to stop protecting corporate tax loopholes while ignoring the needs of our workers and families. We need to take proven steps to spark economic investment and job growth. We need to put Pennsylvanians back to work.